Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. And coming up, they've got Fremont Festival, 3 days of great fun events that are tied, going to be taking place. A couple of them will take place down at the museum. They're going to have tours, a couple of those. We'll talk about all of that and what you need to do if you want to be a part of it. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Dave, always a pleasure.
So let's start off with this. We talked a little bit before we came on the air, and you guys do a couple of big events, and sometimes they can get a little overwhelming for you. So this one is kind of scaled back, but still a lot of fun going on May 5th, 6th, and 7th down there at the museum and in parts around the area. So let's start off with, what is Fremont Festival and what kind of brought you guys to this, saying, you know what, this is what we need to do?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. As you said, we do. We have a number of free days. Basically, any state holiday, we're open and free, except for Christmas, Christmas Eve, Black Friday, and New Year's Day and New Year's Eve. But other than that, if it's a state holiday, we're free. But we have a couple of times a year where we go above and beyond just being open and free, where we have activities and events around the community and around the museum. In the past, our big ones have been Prehistory Week, which was actually one of the foundations of what's now called Utah's Archaeology and Historic Preservation Month, which is the month of May. You can find a whole catalog of events in any community you're in at the State Historic Preservation Office's webpage on the internet. But we've always had Prehistory Week, and last year I decided we were going to make a whole week out of it. And we spent a whole week exploring ceramics on the Colorado Plateau, and it was great fun. We had stuff from Monday through the next Monday, basically every day. The events were well attended, but it was just a little too much work. So we decided to scale back and change the wording on this. We have our Fossil Fest in the fall, and where we focus on the paleontology side of the museum. So we decided, since it is archaeology and Historic Preservation Month, to focus a little bit more on the archaeology side of the museum. And so we've rebranded our Prehistory Week as Fremont Fest.
And so give us a little background into the Fremonts before we get into what's going to happen for the festival.
Yeah, sometimes I take it for granted. The Fremont are a group of farmers that lived in what's most of Utah today. Their farthest west is Baker, Nevada. You can go see Baker Village on your way to the Great Basin National Park. And they go all the way into northwestern Colorado and parts of Idaho and Wyoming. You see these corn farmers who lived here from about 400 AD until about 1300 AD. They're the northern neighbors of the groups that we call the ancestral Puebloans, the people who made Mesa Verde and Chaco Canyon and these bigger sites. The Fremont were smaller communities, sort of more of homesteads and smaller villages, but they lived up and down the rivers around us here in eastern Utah and even over into the Great Basin, the furthest north corn we have in the Intermountain West, and they lived in pit houses and had ceramics, and they would have lived all over the Santa Fe Swell and up in the Book Cliffs. If you're seeing rock art in Nine Mile Canyon or in the Swell or really anywhere in eastern Utah, there's a good chance it's from the Fremont era, which is, again, the farmers. So before that, before 400 AD, we don't have farmers here. And after about 1300, we see farmers abandon the area. So it's really what we call the native populations, the native communities that were farmers here in eastern Utah.
And it looks to me, correct me if I'm wrong, if you've been to the museum, you've definitely dealt with Fremont stuff and seen things. But maybe if you've been to the museum here, one of the most famous Fremont things would be the Pilling figurines. Is that correct?
It would be. They're recognized by archaeologists around the world as sort of one of the best sets of Fremont figurines. As you say, the museum, although we do have stuff ranging from the Ice Age on the archaeology side, from the Ice Age all the way up into the historic period with the Ute and the other Numic speakers who were here at that time, the bulk of the collections in the museum are from the Fremont period. And really one of the highlights of not just our collection, but of the Fremont world, are the Pilling figurines, which were found in Range Creek back in the late 40s, and are these beautiful little clay figurines that have jewelry and hair and body paint and clothing all depicted on them. That's a set of a matched pair of male-female figurines that were found by Clarence Pilling back in the late 40s.
All right, so let's dive right in to Fremont Fest, starting on May 5th down at the museum. You're going to feed some people and while they're learning something. That's important, right?
Yeah, that's right. This is actually my favorite public event to do. As you may or may not know, Dave, although I'm a museum's archaeologist, my training is as a paleoethnobotanist, which is a big fancy word, but we can always break down big fancy words. Paleo means old. Ethno means people, ethnic, and botany means plants. I'm primarily interested in my research in how people use plants, and one of my favorite things to study is understanding how they use plants as foods. And so this talk explores how do we understand foodways in the past, how can we understand not just the bulk calories, but maybe how they flavored things and how they might have cooked and the processes they went through to make a meal, right? Because food is more than just calories and sustenance. It's how we gather as a community. It's how we gather as a household. It's how we celebrate people at a wedding, right, is with a meal and things like that. And so it's really a little bit focused on how we can best understand the role of food in Fremont culture. And then after I go through some of the hard scientific evidence of our foodways, I actually serve a tasting meal of about 6 or 7 dishes based on available ingredients and techniques to the Fremont people. So these are all dishes that the Fremont could have, and in some cases I know would have been making about 1,000 years ago here in eastern Utah.
So I think the important thing to know is if you want to go to that, it's absolutely free.
It is.
Yet you're capping the class at 30, right?
Right. We're capping it so we know attendance, you know, in terms of preparing food and all that stuff. But it is absolutely free. All the events this whole weekend will be free. We are capping that and our Sunday field trips in order to make them a little more manageable.
Okay. So then let's skip into Saturday and talk about the Fremont Fest Family Day, and that's going to take place at the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum.
Right, that'll be at the museum. We'll have free admission all day, and then we'll have activities from 11 to 3. We've got a number of great activities planned internally at the museum, but we're also going to be having a bunch of guest organizations come down and have tables. Some of them will be informational, like the local Castle Valley Archaeological Society is going to have a table there, as well as the Utah Rock Art Research Association. And then we'll have the Manti LaSalle Forest and our friends from the Utah Cultural Site Stewardship Program and Office of the State History Office, Historic Preservation Office, are going to be down helping us with activities. So there'll be activities in and out of the museum from 11 to 3 and free admission from 9 to 7.
Okay, and then the other great thing about that day is you're not going to be, you know, worried about what you're going to have for lunch or anything like that. You'll have some food trucks there, a couple of them.
We sure will. Yeah, we're planning on having Reuben's Barbecue. We love that they're in downtown Price now, but we're really appreciative that they still will set up and do their tent. So they're going to be in our parking lot serving their delicious Texas-style barbecue alongside Tolly's and Smalley's food trailer, which is primarily focused on things like milkshakes and boba tea and frappes and that type of stuff. And they always have an interesting and changing menu.
And that one's always fun. And that's, once again, basically a free day at the museum. So head on down to that one. And then you'll wrap up on Sunday, the 7th, with a couple of field trips. Let's talk about them before we get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're partnering with our local avocational group, the Castle Valley Archaeological Society, to offer a couple of field trips. One is a field trip where we're going to be going into the field. We're going to be going and exploring the Grassy Trail Creek, which is East Carbon area in Sunnyside, and we're going to be exploring everything from the Fremont up into the historic period. There we'll be stopping by some of the interesting coal coking ovens. We'll be talking about some of the labor disputes that happened in the early 20th century, as well as visiting some of the rock art sites and even one of the pit structures that was lived in about 1,000 years. And so that will be a fun one, and I'll be leading that one. And then on the other tour is going to be at the museum. It'll be a behind-the-scenes tour with the museum's collection manager, Katie Cornelli. She's going to be showing you some of the perishable. So that means the things made out of plants and animals that will deteriorate over time that in most cases don't preserve. But here in eastern Utah, we have quite a few of them. Some of the perishable collections from the Fremont period that are not on display. So if you're interested in sort of the behind-the-scenes aspects of the museum, that'll be a great tour for you.
All right. And if anybody has any questions or wants to sign up for any of these, what do they need to do?
Sure. So if you go to the Prehistoric Museum webpage or the Prehistoric Museum Facebook, you'll see a flyer with one of the Pilling figurines displayed prominently on it. And it will have QR codes on it that will direct you to the sign-up forms. And so that's probably the easiest way. You can also contact us. You can call me at 435-613-5290. Or you can send me an email at tim tim.riley, R-I-L-E-Y, at usu.edu, and we can get you signed up for any of those. And again, the meal on Friday is capped at 30 people, and the tours are capped at about 10 people each.
Okay, so remember, get in there and get signed up if you want to do these. It's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, it's Fremont Fest going on in Price at the museum, and then out they're going to take a field trip out to East Carbon. Lots of great fun, lots of great information, as always. Get in and check out the museum. It's a good time. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Dave, always a pleasure.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.